Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Landmark ruling allows doctors to fight medical censorship. This is Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. We're going to be talking about this with Holly Mead on Faith and Freedom.
You know, Matt, this was a great decision that was brought down by the U.S. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals that said that Association of Doctors can now sue three medical certification boards for allegedly censoring the free speech of its physicians on topics ranging from COVID-19 policies to abortions. And, you know, we've interviewed doctors, Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. Ryan Cole, doctors like that that are very credible, highly esteemed, but yet these organizations were coming after them, trying to take their licenses away.
Well, and I think this was coordinated by the Biden administration.
Uh-huh.
The reason why I think it was coordinated by the Biden administration is because these various boards, these are certification boards for various kinds of specialties. We'll talk about the importance of that in a moment. They all came against these doctors at the same time with letters virtually within a week of each other. Very similar language. Now, where did that come from?
Mm-hmm.
I think it came from the Biden administration.
No doubt.
Just like the Biden administration put pressure on social media to censor any kind of opposition to the COVID shots or the lockdowns, they also put pressure on these associations to do the same thing.
And that's been the Biden administration's tactic all along, is to censor speech they don't agree with.
Yeah, so we have
not
here
the American way.
Doctors with the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons Educational Foundation, they allege that the American Board of Internal Medicine, the American Board of Family Medicine, and the American Board of Obstetrics and Gynecology threatened to strip doctors' certification to practice medicine for speaking critically of the government's positions on vaccines, lockdowns, mask mandates, and abortion practices. The Federal Appeals Court reversed a lower court ruling that dismissed the case, stating the First Amendment grants the Association of Physicians and Surgeons Educational Foundation a right to hear from willing speakers about their opinions. The decision remands the case or sends it back down to the lower court to allow these cases and these allegations to continue.
So this is
not the end of the case, but it continues to breathe life into this case and allow it to go forward.
Absolutely. I mean, this three-judge panel unanimously found that the lower court erred in dismissing the case, and the appeals court ruled that the AAPS suffered an injury in fact to their free speech rights directly traceable to threats from the medical boards, which stated the boards would neuter the doctor's ability to practice medicine through decertification. And now you see all this censoring, the bottom line, it goes all the way back to the patients, because if the doctors are censored from doing their job, it's the patients that suffer.
And it's not just these particular boards, but those particular boards were represented by the different kinds of doctors that were in this, because we had other boards that did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So these boards, these are private entities, like, for example, the American Board of Internal Medicine, the American Board of Family Medicine, the American Board of Obstetrics and Gynecology. They're private entities of doctors that give board certification credentials to doctors in their various specialties. So somebody that's getting board certified in internal medicine, they get board certified by that American Board of Internal Medicine. For somebody who's OBGYN, they get board certified by that American Board of Obstetrics and Gynecology. And so that requires a certain amount of training and expertise. And when they get certified, that provides them certain kinds of benefits and also hospital privileges. And also not only hospital privileges, but privileges as it relates to insurance collection, being able to be qualified for various kinds of insurance programs. So when a doctor loses their board certification, they're not losing their medical license, per se. They still have their MD, but it creates a domino effect. So, for example, if you are a board-certified OBGYN and you lose your board certification, that looks really bad on the doctor. And so, consequently, some of these doctors that were threatened, some actually lost their board certification because they, for example, were prescribing ivermectin. They are now no longer allowed hospital privileges in that particular facility. So for an OBGYN that's delivering babies at a hospital and now they lose their board certification, what you'll see is a domino effect. The hospital then won't allow them to practice there because they have a taint on their record. So where are they going to deliver or treat babies? They won't be able to have a facility. So it literally torpedoes their practice. Mm-hmm. And moreover than that, even if they were to continue in private practice, the insurance companies or the federal government or Medicaid or Medicare, they may not allow them to be a medical provider anymore. So they lose their opportunity to be qualified for a doctor to receive this kind of insurance coverage for their patient treatment. So it has a domino effect. And I remember, for example, in one case, a family practice doctor, one of the facilities, one of the entities that is part of this suit is the American Board of Family Medicine. A friend of mine, highly qualified family doctor in Central Florida, very well versed in this area of COVID, someone who actually trained many different aspiring doctors. These different medical schools would send medical students to him to get their internships and their training. And then he got a letter from the American Board of Family Medicine. Why? Because he was prescribing ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. Mm-hmm. And he was criticizing the narrative of the COVID shots, that they were not safe and they were not effective. And he had done his research. Mm-hmm. He was very good and qualified. He's not like one of these robots that's just spouting the CDC misinformation or the Pfizer misinformation. And they sent him a letter about statements that he might have made on the radio or statements that he might have made at a public event. And the response to the letter was filled with scientific information, just rebutting every single thing. They ended up coming back. And they said, ironically, it was a strange response, that they're not going to revoke his board certification, but that, which was unknown to the doctor, for the last 3 months, he was not board certified. So when they had sent the allegation, even though he sent a response and appealed it, by the time that happened to the time they actually made a decision, they considered that he was not board certified without letting anybody know. I mean, this is the intimidation that these doctors underwent. Dr. Peter McCullough is another example. Mm-hmm. Dr. Peter McCullough is incredibly brilliant, highly publicized, one of the world's leading doctors, not only in internal medicine and cardiology, one of the most published in his specialty in history, and yet he spoke out on this particular issue, and they came after him regarding his board certification as well.
Well, you know, in this decision from the Fifth Circuit, I really appreciate the decision that Judge James Ho wrote. In one of his statements he made, our acceptance of diverse viewpoints is what makes this country the most successful in human history. In America, we don't fear disagreement. We embrace it. We persuade. We don't punish. We engage in conversation, not cancellation. We know how to disagree with one another without destroying one another. You know, I would nominate him for the Supreme Court. I mean, he is great.
Yeah, he has a lot of great decisions that he has indicated in his decisions. He also concluded, quote, intolerance of differing views contradicts our founding principles, close quote. That's from Judge James Ho on the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. A great judge there. We need many more judges like Judge Ho. You know, this particular situation here is very critical because we need doctors and scientists who are not afraid to challenge the standard, narrative of the government. And if you go back through history, it's doctors and scientists who have had different opinions that have also come against the establishment. And many of them have been ridiculed, some of them literally depressed, left even the profession. And yet now their ideas that they brought up are ideas that are standard now. What we have seen during COVID is basically criminal. It's horrible that they have done this against doctors and scientists. We need more, not less, critically independent thinking by these doctors and scientists. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org, and lc.org/vaccine.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.